Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Maria Kirk was educated by her father and her uncle at a time when girls didn't have many opportunities, educational or otherwise. After studying with astronomer Christoph Arnold, she was introduced to mathematician and astronomer Gottfried Kirk, who she married in 1692. While neither attended formal training, they worked as a team to make astronomical observations, although she was usually seen as his assistant, not his equal. Together, they made observations and calculations that they then used to create calendars and ephemerides, documents that gave the positions of astronomical objects at given times. The Royal Academy of Sciences in Berlin sold their calendars, which included information on the phases of the moon, the setting sun, eclipses, and the position of the sun and other planets. In April 1702, while making her nightly observations, Maria discovered a previously unknown comet, and is now credited as the first woman to discover a comet. Credit she didn't receive at first, because her husband claimed the discovery and naming rights. It is thought that maybe he feared the ridicule if people knew she was the discoverer, or that she couldn't claim it because she only wrote in German, and not the proper Latin. But nonetheless, it wasn't until 1710 that Gottfried admitted the truth. But Maria did publish her own work, including her observations of the Aurora Borealis, a pamphlet on the conjunction of the Sun with Saturn and Venus, and an approaching conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn in 1712. Completing her work became more difficult with the passing of her husband in 1710, at which time she petitioned the Royal Academy to allow her to continue to produce their calendars. At the time, it was common practice that a widow would take over her husband's craft after his death. The head of the Academy supported her petition, but the members denied her the position, fearing it would set a precedent of appointing women to formal positions. In 1716, her son was named the director of the Berlin Observatory, and she was his assistant, but Maria was forced into retirement as the Royal Academy members thought she was too visible at the observatory. Being forced to choose between fighting for a position of her own which might hurt her son's reputation and retirement, she selected retirement, but continued her own observations at home until her death in 1720. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.